And I read that, and I want to get to that part. Where there is no law, there's no transgression. You know why? Faith believe God. This is why the Jews, Satan tried to get the Jews to sneak in the law and try to do it in the natural. But if you do, if you believe God by faith, you'll never miss it. There's no transgression. There's no violation. Because faith will never violate the promises. Faith will never act contrary to the word. Faith take God at his word. And faith act like it's so. Because it is so. And no matter what comes, faith is keep acting. And keep saying and keep standing and keep doing. So this is why the devil was trying to use the Jews. So he when he figured out he had lost, so he was going to try to inject something else and bring confusion. I want y'all to listen to me today. When he thought he fell for it and God let him fall for it, he thought if he could crucify Jesus and kill him and beat him up and make him look bad, do all that stuff, he thought, and once the breath in his body stopped, air in his lungs stopped flowing and his body stopped moving, Satan said, I got it. Because you know why? Because all the others before him, that's what he did. But he didn't know that was this man was going to come back. He didn't know that he would, y'all with me? He didn't know he was coming back, but he was coming back in resurrection life. He would come back with resurrection life, no blood in his veins. He came back with resurrection life, and death can't touch that. Hallelujah. And he was going to bring forth a new world, he was going to be heir of a new world. And every one of us that's born into it, we join him as one with him. All right? Listen to this. This is where I stop it. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Now notice what it said. It is what? That it is a faith. See, this is a faith. That's verse 16. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace. Listen to Passion Translation. The promise depends on faith so that it can be experienced as a grace gift. See, grace gave you everything. And this promise that you'll be heir of the world with him, in this world where there's no lack, there's no shortage, there's no death, there's no failure. It's hard for us because we try to wrap our mind around this, but we can't do it. You have to take it, believe it by faith. See, all of this that's coming against you, all this that you're experiencing, you have to fight so hard sometime for. All this will be done away with. You'll be in a world where this kind of stuff won't be anywhere in sight. But in the meanwhile, grace had supplied you with the gift. It's a gift. It says a grace gift. And now it extends to all the descendants of Abraham. See, the Jews thought it was just for them. But this grace gift, and they were trying to do it through the law. And what God is saying, the law, the people that was under the law, which were the Israelites, Hebrew children, people, when grace showed up, the law just had to get back away because because when Jesus showed up and brought forth when grace brought forth righteousness and puts you in right standing with God, it moves everything. It moves everything out of the way. It didn't matter whether you're Jew, Gentile, white, black, whether you're big, small, skinny, it didn't matter. And this is to all the seed. And so I want to talk, and so we're going to talk about this grace gift. But I want you to see how Abraham stood and how God brought this forth so every one of us can experience this life today. It's a fight. God told us that if you live godly, you will do what? Suffer persecution. Didn't he say it? And God told us if it's said, fight the good fight of faith. Why? Because what we just read earlier, that while there's no transgression, there's no violation of the law. And this is why we must understand our heritage rights and our heritage privilege so we don't foul up our lives even while we're young. I want to talk to you young people. If you learn the ways of Christ and learn these promises, the world, that's why the world, because see, the flesh is something that is, you have to control because it has no control. Your flesh will do anything with anybody, anytime, anywhere, you let it loose. Say anything, do anything, and act anything. Sometimes you look back at yourself, I don't believe I've done that. Yeah. That's why you have to crucify the flesh. Glory to God. And see, and that's why Satan makes it, check it out. Let me just give a little short illustration here. Check it out. I remember growing up as a young boy, and I was in my late teens and early 20s before I went to a club because I stayed at home. I worked the phone, okay? But when I got out there, we didn't have TV. We got TV in 1959. And because we didn't have no lights, we had cord lamps and lanterns. And so I didn't know what was going on. But now you can pull up anything, anywhere, anytime. Hello? Anything, anywhere, anytime. And I wasn't exposed to that, but when I got exposed to it, because I had no word, and this is where young people get trapped. If they don't know what the promise is, they don't know who they are, and where what God has done for them to keep them in perfect peace. See, what flesh trying to show you a good time? Listen to this statement. Where you see, when you follow the flesh trying to show you a good time, but it'll kill you. But if you follow the Spirit, your flesh will never, your flesh is not able to contend with the Spirit. He'll show you a good life that you'll be so thrilled. Free of pain, free of all this stuff. It'll attack you, but you overcome. You won't get caught in all kinds of traps and all kind of thinking the way the world thinks. Can I talk to you a minute? Where did this idea come from? Can I talk to y'all this morning? Where did this idea come from? Just shack up. Just get together and do what you want. But the Bible said marriage is what? Honorable, bed's undefiled. Notice what it said. That means you can go to bed when you get married, and it's undefiled. But if you go to bed and you're not married, it's defiled. You're inviting trouble for yourself, for your body, for the life you're going to live. And some people make it look so wholesome, so good, so luxury, so fantastic. But they never tell you all the horror, the pain,